Good morning. Let us pray for the grace of the Holy Spirit so that we will be enlightened and we will have the strength to repent of our sins during this time of Lent. Immanuel Kant, 17th century. He said, for a human being to be a real human being, find meaning in life, find a sense of purpose, she or he to answer three questions. This is the context for our reflection on the readings today, the liturgy of the word. First, he said, what can I know? Especially in this time of deep fakes, napapasalita na sila nila kung sino ikaw, kunin nila mukha mo, kunin nila ang voice mo, tapos kung ano-ano na lang pinapasabi doon sa video mo. How can I arrive at the truth? How do I know that Jesus is greater than Solomon? How do I know that Jesus is greater than Jonah? So the first question is, what can I know? How do I arrive at the truth in the face of people who tell lies? The second question is, what ought I to do? If a human being has to do good and avoid evil, what is good? Is beauty good? Is riches good? What ought I to do? Ano ang dapat kong gawin? And the third, what can I hope for? It's part of our being human to project ourselves into the future. So hindi pa nangyayari, pinagpaplanuhan natin. Kaya, yung Paris Pastoral Council, nagmi-meeting yan. Palm Sunday, anong mangyayari dyan? Sinong naka-assign dyan na reader at saka nagpaplano tayo. Yung ibang mga seminarista, paplano na yan. Pupunta na ng Tagaytay yan. Yung iba naman, naghihintay lang ng graduation, lalabas yan. Iniisip na natin yan. What can I know? What ought I to do? What can I hope for? So iba-ibang mga context yan. During the time of Isaac Newton, static ang world, iba ang sagot nila. So, iba ang pagtingin nila kay Jesus din. So in the history of the human race, iba-ibang perspective, iba-ibang worldview, iba ang pagsagot nila sa question na ito. Ngayon, quantum physics na. Nakikita na nalang electron. May nahahanap pa sila na mas maliit pa kaysa electron. Pagkatapos sasabihin ka, wave-particle duality. If you want to measure the electron as a wave, it will be a wave. If you want to measure the electron as a particle, it will become a particle. Wave-particle duality. Naguguluhan tayo. Saan na dyan? Tayo. Wave ba yan? Sabi ng mga scientists, pareho yan. Tapos sasabihan ka rin na talagang walang katiyakan. Unsicherheit Prinzip, sabi ni Werner von Heisenberg. Uncertainty Principle. Noon, nangangarap sila na malalaman na nila lahat. E biglang dumating si Werner von Heisenberg. Sinabi, Uncertainty Principle proven, tinatanggap ng lahat ng scientist. Ano ang ibig sabihin? Hindi mo talaga mapapredict ang future dahil kung alam mo kung saan yung electron, hindi mo alam kung saan siya pupunta. Yung velocity, direction and speed. Kung alam mo yung speed niya, hindi mo alam kung saan siya. So basically, reality is uncertain. Marami pa yung superposition, quantum entanglement. Huwag na natin pag-usapan dahil hindi naman ito classroom. Ang nais ko lang sabihin na noon sa static pa, sigurado sila sa buhay nila. Isaac Newton, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Memorize ko na yan, second year college pala. Sa electron, hindi na tama yan. Kaya, as we reflect on why Jesus is greater than Solomon, why is he greater than Jonah? These are important personages in the Old Testament. Jesus is claiming, mas mataas ako dyan. In the gospel today. So what can I know? Yung Bible ba? Totoo yan. It is an evil generation that seeks a sign. But we are forced by our very being human to ask this question and then to act accordingly. Marami namang nagsasabing tama yung Bible, Jesus is Lord. Pero, hindi ginagawa. Dami-daming nanasareno. Minsan, 10 billion umaabot yan, sabi ng newspaper. Para pagkatapos, 4 na truck na basura ang iniiwan nila. Tapos sasabihin niya, puong nasareno, ikaw ang gumawa nitong mundo. Eh, ba't sinisira mo? Kaya kailangan, liwanagin rin natin. Sino si Jesus? What can I know about Him? Now, if He is Lord, what ought I to do? Sinabihan ka, love your neighbor, love God. Pareho lang yan. Yan ang kanyang sinabi. Ginagawa mo? Especially, what can I hope for? If he, like Jonah, in the first reading, Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days. Sabi niya, so will the Son of Man. So we believe that he rose again. He conquered death and darkness. What ought we to do? What can we hope for? So malalim yan. Eh minsan, we are so distracted in life, lalo na yung mga kabataan, 8 oras na nakadukwang doon sa kanilang Samsung at saka Oppo at saka Huawei at saka iPhone. Hindi na hinaharap itong mga tanong na ito. Na ang punto ko, paulit-ulit kong sasabihin, hanggang hindi mo hinaram ang tatlong tanong na ito, hindi ka tunay na tao. At hindi mo malalaman ano ang dahilan kung bakit kasama ka ng mga galaxies at saka ng mga electron dito sa universe na ito, na evolving universe. So we have to make a decision. Yes, if Jesus, yan yung tinanong ko eh, sa sarili ko, logic eh, integral calculus eh, nung nag-aral ako ng engineering. If Jesus is God, equal to the Father, if He is greater than Jonah, if He is greater than Solomon, life has to be lived for Him alone. In spite of the difficulty, take up your cross and follow me, sabi niya. Pagkatapos, kaya rin ako nagpare. Yung hope, what can I hope for? Mag-engineering ako, siguro yayaman ako. But even when I was only 18 years old, I already thought, I do not want to be the richest man in the cemetery. Ngayon, kolumbaryum na eh. So, titignan mo. who eats my flesh and drinks my blood will not die, but will have eternal life. Nawawala tayo sa mga tanong na yan dahil maraming Netflix, maraming Valorant, maraming kung ano-ano na sa ating buhay. Pagkatapos, tingin mo, hindi hinaharap ng mga kabataan ngayon, nagkamali din tayo, hindi natin sila natuturuan na harapin niyan. Marami sa kanila, anxiety and depression. May ilan pa dyan, nag-iisip na wala namang kahulugan ng buhay, magpakamatay nala ako. Crisis ngayon ang mga kabataan. Hindi nila nahaharap yung sinabi ni Jesus. You will not die. Hindi ka lalamunin ng walang katapusang kadiliman sapagkat ako, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Ang tindi niyan. Kaya nagkukumahog ako na abutin yung mga kabataan. Naawa ako eh. Biro mo, mayroon ka namang iPhone. Pagkatapos, sina-cyberbully ka, nag-a-anxiety and depression ka. Eh hindi yan ang buhay na pinangako sa iyo ng Panginoon, who is greater than Solomon, who is greater than Jonah. Tapos nagmumukmok ka dyan. Taawa ako. Kasi pag tinanggap mo si Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life, marami ka pa rin problema. But there are times of joy that even if you are suffering terrible pain, you will say, lilipas din ito. And even in the face of death, sasabihin mo, O death, where is your victory? Death, where is your sting? Because you believe that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life that will never end.